Hello. The use of energy in your body. If you have ever heard of ideas from physical fitness or yoga, then you are familiar with the idea of using the energy in your body properly. In Chinese medicine, the energy that you have is something that is much deeper than a physical fitness. The idea of qi is an energy force that is often referred to in order to stay healthy. The idea of qi begins with elements that are in the universe that make up energy. This same qi that is in the universe is, by Chinese medicine philosophy, also in ever-living being. The qi that is being referred to is something that Chinese philosophy considers to be in every part of everything. It can't be destroyed, only changed. One way to explain the way that qi functions in Chinese philosophy is through the element of water. Under certain conditions, water will change into ice or evaporate. Even though it is changing form or place, it still functions as the same type of energy in the other form. Through the idea of energy being in everyone's being, and changing as the person needs, is the relation to how this can be used for medicine. All of the qi that is moving through the body has currents that the energy flows through, much like the circulation system. The Chinese medicine system states that there are 14 major points where the qi flows through a person. All of these points will have yin and yang access to them and are used in practices such as acupuncture. As the system of qi flows through someone, it also functions within the body to specific things. When all of your qi is flowing properly, then you are considered healthy. Not only does your qi track your energy, it also makes sure that the different systems that are functioning transform the different parts of the body so they are balanced. For example, some types of qi will take nutrients to the muscles. It is also known to keep parts of the body protected from the wrong types of food, while other areas of the body contain the elements that are needed. The idea of qi is to keep the energy of the body functioning in the proper way. When one is in complete health, they are known to have reached upright qi. By keeping everything flowing in the right manner, and paying attention to how the body is changing, there will be the ability to continue to hold the energy of the universe in one's body. The principle of yin and yang for medicine. Chinese medicine is not only a way of science that incorporates the discoveries made for holistic health. It also incorporates philosophies that are important for one to be able to stay in the best health. Along with these philosophies are practical principles that are applied with Chinese medicine in order for holistic health to be achieved. The idea of yin and yang is one of the many principles that are at the root of Chinese medicine and its functioning. This particular method was applied through Taoism, one of the religious practices in the Orient. From this philosophy, the Chinese discovered that the laws of the universe could be applied to each individual in order to gain optimum health. The idea of yin and yang incorporates five major ideas that are then used in order to help one gain the best of health. The first of these is opposition. This means that everything and everyone has two polar opposites. When one is balanced, both of these are controlling each other. This opposition is essential to one being able to exist in the universe. Not only is this opposition essential for existence, but it is also what allows one to be healthy. By balancing out these two opposites, one is able to nourish them as well as grow into new understanding and balance. However, even if these are not balanced, there is still a little of one side into the other, making the idea of yin and yang interchangeable. When one applies these particular philosophies to health, they can find that they are able to use the principles to help with health. With each side of your body is another side that is the polar opposite. A good example is your abdomen, which needs your back in order to remain balanced. By focusing on both sides, you will be able to gain balance, energy, and a holistic approach to your life. The idea of Chinese medicine is one that doesn't just record symptoms through a scientific perspective. It takes into account the dark and light sides of everyone. By learning how to apply the principles of yin and yang to every part of your health, there is the ability to learn to exist with a new balance. Using science to prove Chinese medicine. Even though Chinese medicine has been used as an effective method for over 5,000 years, Western scientific proof continues to debate whether this is a logical method to help with healing. If you are interested in Chinese medicine, but are not certain of its effectiveness, you can look at the various research studies that have helped others to reach conclusions about its effectiveness. The most debated science between East and West is the use of acupuncture as a medicine. At this point, the research studies have not led to any complete conclusions about whether acupuncture can be considered a science. At the same time, research indicates that the use of meridians in acupuncture is effective in healing. Scientists have also stated that because the treatment is harmless, it can be used, and simply needs to have more investigations related to it. Another debate that has been studied by Western scientists is herbal medicines that are used from traditional Chinese medicine methods. While some of these have not been studied, other parts of the herbs are used in pharmaceutical medications that are prescribed to patients. Chinese wormwood, ephedra, and artemisinin are some examples of ancient remedies that have moved into Western medicine from Chinese ideals. One agreement that all Western research shows, with the various ideas of Chinese medicine, is that the treatments are safe. All of the medical studies indicate that even if the medications are not scientifically proven, they are still not detrimental to one's health and most have few side effects. Because this is a proven point to the holistic methods, most scientists will also state that it is simply a lack of research from the medicine that is used in Chinese philosophies. From the philosophy to the science, Chinese medication is a debated concept in Western society. However, there is also a growth and a beginning to understanding the concepts that have been used and experimented with over time. Through the various techniques of Chinese medicine to the continuous use by individuals who are looking for holistic health, Chinese medicine continues to become prominent in Western society. Finding a diagnosis with Chinese medicine. Because Chinese medicine is a method that doesn't use the technology, checks the heart rate and sets you up to a monitor, it is hard to see how a practitioner can find what you need. If you are looking into Chinese methods or an alternative, you may also want to find how a practitioner can determine where your qi is off and what type of help you need. You can use basic tools for your own diagnosis as well if you are trying to find a remedy to give you more energy and more well-being. The basic principle that will be used when determining a diagnosis for your health is to find physical affects that are causing differences in how you function. The rule of thumb for anyone practicing Chinese medicine is that the exterior is guidance to what is happening in the interior. Most practitioners will use what they see as a way to speak with what your body needs. Because Chinese medicine will use the exterior as a basis, you will most likely be taken through a series of questions that help to determine your condition. These questions are based on a series of 10 categories, and can consist to up to 100 questions. All of these will reflect parts of the qi that need to be worked on. The categories of these questions are temperature, perspiration, digestion, sleep energy, exercise, urine, thirst, appetite, reproduction, and stools. From here, practitioners will look at various areas of your body to see how they are not working or working together. To begin, a diagnosis will be made on how you are breathing. This includes both the steadiness of your breath and the way that your voice sounds. The smell of your body will also be diagnosed in order to make sure that your temperature elements are balanced. After this, you will have various other areas of your body looked at to see how they are balanced or imbalanced. Diagrams for the tongue are important as they are seen as a reflection of the way in which the internal system is working. Practitioners will also listen to your pulse to see what the rate is and to see if it is even in comparison to the rest of your body functions. By examining the various parts of your body, a practitioner is able to find what is best for you and what parts of your body are either imbalanced or not receiving the right amount of energy. From this point, they are able to use the proper methods in moving things back to a normal pace. The proper diagnosis in Chinese medicine is working from the outside in. Tying together the cycle. Relating the elements for holistic healing. In order for one to be balanced and healthy in Chinese traditions, all of the elements in their body have to be balanced. In order to do this, one must first understand how the elements work together to achieve and maintain complete health. If you are looking towards nature to find a way to heal, then Chinese medicine can help to define what areas you should be looking at. Not only is the relationship to nature and the body interchangeable, but there are also ways that Chinese medicine uses this relationship in order to help one gain optimal health. By taking the five elements and linking them together, as well as applying them to how one is able to live, there is the ability for one to understand how to remain balanced and healthy. After the five elements have been divided and completely understood, they are all put into the proper alignment and place. This is known as the Shen cycle, which translates into the nourishing cycle. When one is completely balanced and healthy, they can use the cycle of the elements to help. It is said, according to these Chinese medicine principles, that water nourishes wood, wood fuels fire, fire makes earth, and earth yields metal, and metal produces water. Within this same cycle of nourishing, each of the elements can also destroy each other. This is known as Ko, or the regulating cycle. When the opposite elements are combined, they cancel each other out. Chinese medicine considers both of these cycles to be the natural order of things. They can then take this natural order to help either balance out an imbalanced element in one's body, or help to nourish something that is out of order. Chinese medicine, at its very roots, carries the philosophy and ideal of combining the natural elements of earth with healing. By cycling together the elements, either through nourishing the elements, or canceling them out, it allows one to keep the natural order in their own life. It is simply understanding when one's body is in the specific element and understanding how it should respond.